I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're going to continue the softball / baseball previews. We've been doing that all week here on Drive Time Sports. Yesterday, we talked Carbon High School baseball. Today, we're going to talk softball. The Lady Dinos picked up a big win in the opening round of the state tournament last weekend, topping Richfield 11-1, and now they'll move on to face the Grand Red Devils. This game will go down tomorrow at 10 a.m. Joining us right now to talk about that, we have head coach Kurt Nunley. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, always look forward to the conversations, Coach. And we'll start by talking about the game against Richfield. Third meeting with the Wildcats. It's a team that you guys handled with ease in region play. But as you and I talked about last week, never easy to beat a good team three times. You guys did manage this, though, 11-1.
Yeah, it's never easy to play a team three times during the season. And we get that tomorrow, too, with Grand. We'll play them the third time. And we beat them once, they beat us once, and so but Richfield, you know, I got to tip my hat to Richfield. They did play us tough. You know, they had some good defensive plays in the outfield, and you know, their pitching had us off balance a little bit for early in the game. Towards the, you know, end of the game, we ended up starting to pick up our hits a little bit more in that game, but I do have to tip my hat to Richfield, and you know, with the way that they played against us, and I'm just very happy that we ended up getting the win and moving forward to the second round.
Yeah, Coach, how much did home field advantage really play in for you guys as an advantage in this game?
Huge. There was a huge crowd, the biggest crowd I've seen at a softball game since I've been coaching at Carbon High School. And you know, this is my fifth year as a head coach, and I coached as a varsity assistant for 4 years, but having that home field advantage is huge, just because you get such a huge community support, which is very, very, you know, a motivational booster for the whole team. So, but yeah, that having that home field advantage is great, because you know how the field is going to bounce in the outfield, or how the ball is going to bounce in the outfield, and how it's going to bounce in the infield. So, very, very much advantage.
Coach, the second game was Grand and Delta. Did you pay attention to that game at all?
I never did. Grand and Delta and us and Richfield were all playing at the same time. And I know that Grand ended up beating them 16-0, and our game was still going on when they ended. So I was never able to see their game.
Yeah, but nonetheless, you're very familiar with this Grand team, and we'll talk about them in just a moment. Coach, after getting the victory over Richfield, tournament win at home, we talked about how rare that is for Kerman to actually be playing at home in the state tournament. What was the girls' reaction?
You know, that's a great question, because, you know, I know that we've played Richfield twice before, but when you get into a state game, the atmosphere, the feeling of it is just 100% different. And, you know, some of the girls even came up to me and said, "Coach, I'm just nervous. I know we played Richfield, you know, twice before, but I'm still nervous." And so, you know, that feel, that the adrenaline that you get in a state game, it's just totally a different feeling than it is during the normal season. So, yeah, it's something that it's electrifying, I guess you could say, Jordan.
Yeah, it definitely is, and that would bring me to my next question, as far as moving on. I mean, you guys have not played a lot of softball over the last 2 weeks, Coach, and you know, maybe you need something like that to rejuvenate these kids, because you guys played such a large quantity of ball. And then it kind of dies down ahead of the state tournament, and then you guys haven't played at all this week, and then you got to play potentially three more games over the next 3 days. And so just looking at the amount of rest, I'm sure that was much needed, right? That adrenaline that you guys had playing at home.
Yeah, it was. It was needed for the girls, but also the coaching staff. And You know, obviously having a game, you know, once or twice a week helps the motivation keep going so the girls don't get burned out. But, you know, it also helps in the classroom as well. You know, spring sports were consistently gone from school, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a week. So when we have, you know, some breaks in here between the regular season and postseason, it helps these girls keep up with their grades here at school, and we're getting towards the end of school being done. So having that week there where they can get caught up, go talk to their teachers, it's actually beneficial when it comes to, you know, as a student athlete.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Kurt Nunley of the Corbin Lady Dino softball team. Coach, let's jump ahead. We'll talk about Grand. Oh, this is interesting here because you guys play Grand twice in the regular season. You split the season set. Now you meet again in the state tournament. So the rubber match, more important than either of the two previous matchups.
100%. Yeah, this, you know, the postseason, it's obviously, you know, it's you're pretty much starting over. And so the other two games kind of prepared us for this third game that we're going to play. And so when it comes down to it, it's everyone's a little bit more, I guess the adrenaline's a little bit higher for this third game just because everything's on the line on this one. And so I think going into this game against Grand, I've seen the girls over the practice the last few days, and their intensity, their motivation is super high. And us as a coaching staff, our intensity and our motivation is super high, and it's great to see it. And I honestly think with everything that's been going on with practice and then, you know, with the girls having the intensity the way that they are, I'm just hoping that we come out of the gates tomorrow, you know, on fire and ready to get after it.
You don't want to look too far ahead, Coach, but if you do beat Grand, it's a great chance that you'll get Manti, and that game will be Friday, and you guys had a thriller earlier on in the season.
We did, and to be honest with you, Jordan, we should have won that game. We were up early that game. I believe we were up 3-0 early in that game, and then they came back, and you know, they went up on 2 on us. We ended up having 4 runs there in the bottom of the 7th. We were up 4 runs on them, and then they ended up scoring 5 on us in that bottom of the 7th to win at 9-8. But I've got a lot of confidence in that game. I know that I believe that when the bracket came out, I'm sure Manti saw us, that we were in their bracket. And I know that they're worried about us because it was a tough game, and we're a really good hitting team when it comes to good pitching. So Manti's got a very, very good pitcher, and we've got to have a lot of confidence going in because when it comes to good pitching, our hitters, we can hit good pitching. So we've got a lot of confidence. If we ended up winning Grand tomorrow, we've got a lot of confidence against Manti.
Coach, the advantage to just having to play one game on Thursday obviously is astronomical. I mean, a loss would put you guys in the one-loss bracket. Then you'd have to play again, and you could potentially have to play 3 games tomorrow. That's how big tomorrow morning's game is.
Very big. Yeah, we don't want to lose that 10 o'clock game tomorrow. You know, just obviously with fatigue, with players, you know, with catching and pitching, and you want to make sure that you win that first game. So you don't have to, you know, look at your pitchers to carry you through several games to try to get to the championship game and having that fatigue. So, yeah, tomorrow's game against Grand at 10 a.m. is a huge game.
Coach, how does the pitching look for you guys ahead of tomorrow's matchup, knowing that this is it, 3 more days, season's over? How do you handle pitching?
Well, you know, the good thing about softball is you don't have to do pitch counts like you do in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you wanted to rely on one pitcher the entire tournament, as a coach, you can do that. But, you know, we're lucky that we do have some good pitchers on this team. You know, we've got, four pitchers on this team that definitely could go in and we could use them at any time during the game. So I'm fortunate, I'm lucky that I do have some good pitching on my team that I feel like if one is struggling, I can go to the next one and be okay.
Do you also play it, Coach, even if you have one that's succeeding and you guys are up comfortably, do you pull her?
You know, that's that's a good question. And sometimes as a coach, you're like, you know, I think we should just end it as soon as we can. So to be honest with you, Jordan, I wouldn't pull her. I would just say we're just going to go with her. She's throwing well. You know, just let's just keep the foot on the gas pedal here and let's just end the game. So if she's pitching well, if she's doing well, let's not change up anything to try to get this team back into the game. So I would not pull her. I would just lay on the gas and keep going.
Yeah, I like that answer, Coach. I know if I ask 10 coaches that question, I probably get 10 different answers. So it's a great way to look at it. Again, tomorrow, Carbon going toe-to-toe with Grand. Start time for that game, 10 a.m. Coach Kurt Nunley joining us over the phone. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time, and I look forward to talking with you again next week as we are hopefully talking about some really, really good happenings this weekend.
Yes, for sure. Yes, and just to let everyone know out there that if they want to watch the Grand versus Carbon High School softball game, we'll be on KSL. If they want to go on to KSL.com and find us on there, they can watch us play tomorrow. I know KSL is going to be streaming that. So if anyone in Carbon County wants to watch us, they can go ahead and do that. But, Jordan, I appreciate you interviewing me. It's always a pleasure to be on the radio with you and your support for Carbon High School sports.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Coach. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Let's pause once again. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll move over to the national side of things. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll be joined by Bill Lasky right after this. Plus, more high school baseball talk. It's all straight ahead.